One thing I can't stand is that as we dive into the world of entrepreneurship, there's so much hustle culture. Now, yes, you have to do the work. And this, unfortunately, like dropping that 24/7 hustle culture is hard, especially when we love what we do, right? We find ourselves working from the morning until we're at least thinking about it. After the kids go to bed, we get in a couple more hours, right? Because most of us are overachievers and ambitious, so we love it. My guest today and I talk through the balance of having that healthy work-life balance while maintaining a thriving business. Let me introduce her. I'm joined today by Amy Kupal, a business coach specializing in helping coaches build online coaching businesses that allow them to work the hours that they choose while earning the income they desire. She's a fierce advocate for anti-hustle entrepreneurship and a super fan of simplicity, systems, and structures. Amy's on a mission to help coaches reimagine entrepreneurship by opting out of the hustle culture and leaning into more rest, play, and joy in business. And in life, you know, all things that I love. So I can't wait to dive into the episode. So let's get to it. This is the Your Money, Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sorka, a money confidence coach for female entrepreneurs on the path to six figures. After over 10 years in the personal finance industry and multiple personal, financial, and medical crises, I was fed up with the lies that are being shouted from the rooftops by the gurus and the media. So now I help you simplify, solidify, and scale your money by blending tactile money strategies with mindset work. You can create unstoppable finances. Together, you'll finally figure out the money thing so you can make more money in less time without living off of beans and rice or sacrificing your lifestyle. The episodes here on the podcast are short and sweet. Being married, having four kids at home, homeschooling, being a CEO, running the household. I'm kind of busy, and I know you are too. So let's keep it simple and get to the point. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I was working with somebody, like I was in a coaching call and they were talking about, like, we were working on bundles, bundle strategy, and some of those things. And I was like, yeah, I have this, but like, this doesn't really feel valuable. And then I listed off like six things that felt like not a big deal to me at all because it's just part of my everyday routine. And she was like, no, that was golden. So, like, we don't think about it because it's just the thing that we do. And then we're in our life and doing all the things, right?
Yes, that's why we have to record our genius, I think.
Just all the time. Keep a GoPro on us.
Kardashian style. We just got to put cameras everywhere.
Yes.
I
Reality TV.
love it.
Okay. So let's dive in. What does your money, your life mean to you, Amy?
Yes, so I love that you asked that question because I know that you were going to ask that question. I love it. It's the name of your show. I was giving a lot of thought to that prior to jumping on this call. And whenever I thought about it, the thing that kept coming to mind is how, when we talk about your money or life, and of course, I'm a business coach, so I'm going to take this kind of from a business lens. But when it comes to life or when it comes to business, I think that there are three factors that come into play, right? That we have the ability to manipulate and play with. One of them being, of course, money, the other being time, and the other being energy. So when I thought about what is your money or life, I'm like, okay, it's how all of these three, money included, play together. And it really kind of got me going down a little bit of a thought process on how, unfortunately, and now I'm saying this speaking from Massachusetts, United States, but we have a society that's conditioned us to believe that in order to make more money, we need to sacrifice time and energy. So we need to pay with our time and energy to get that reward of money. And now that flies in the face of everything that I believe and everything I know to be true for myself, what I know to be true for my clients. And so a lot of like my own personal mission is really to get people to understand that that's a very outdated belief. And that actually, we can, as business owners, as individuals, make a whole lot more money, oftentimes by reducing the amount of hours that we're working and the amount of physical and mental effort that we're exerting. So that was where that phrase led me.
I love it. And that's one of the things that I enjoy about getting to ask this question to everybody that I have here on the podcast, because it means a little bit different, something a little bit different to everybody. And I've had people be like, well, you shouldn't have named the podcast that because like it has all those different meanings. And that's like part of it though, is because your money is it's personal to you. So it's your money, your life. So thank you. I feel like that's perfect lead way into, I want to hear a little bit more about why you specialize in helping coaches build those online businesses and allowing them to work the hours that they choose and then still maintaining those income goals, income levels that they desire.
Yeah, it's true. And I think, like so many things that happen in our life, I came to this, the work that I do, through a hard realization. And, I think a lot of times when we think about our life, we either change because over time, slowly things have built up to the point that we're like, something needs to change, or we have this big epiphany moment. And I think mine came mostly through that epiphany moment, but with the lead up of those smaller changes that led me to doing the coaching that I'm doing now. And so, kind of the backstory to that is I've been in business for myself since 2011 in some capacity, either part time and then ended up going full time for, about a decade up until now. And for the vast majority of that, minus the last 2 years or so, I was working like 50-hour weeks and working nonstop year after year, week over week, because I bought into that belief, that I now speak out against, but I bought into this belief that in order to be successful as a coach, as an entrepreneur, I needed to work harder, I needed to sleep less, I needed to go, 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 blood, sweat, and tears to get there. And what it ended up happening, so the kind of slow part of this is that it cost me my health. My health was definitely suffering. I mean, good luck sleeping properly or working out or eating right when you're working 50-hour work weeks. It's not going to happen. So my health was sacrificed. Time with family and friends was sacrificed. So our relationships are sacrificed, which of course your mental health starts to sacrifice when you're losing all of these other things. So internally, I was getting to the place that I was really burnt out. I was burnt out physically and mentally, really burnt out, and starting to realize that I had been fed this belief that if I just work harder, I'm eventually going to arrive at this place where all of a sudden I've hustled hard enough and I've arrived at this, like, pot of gold and like,
Utopia, right?
oh my God, right? But I was chasing it. And I think, unfortunately, too many people do. And I was had this belief that if I just pushed a little bit harder, like, you don't want to stop right before you hit the water when the well, and you're right around the corner, just keep going, keep going. So I was doing that. I was just keeping going because I was so convinced that just around the corner, with a little bit more hustle, a little bit more effort, I was going to arrive at this place where things got easier. So that was the belief. I was starting to myself realize that maybe this is not true because I've been at this a long time and I think I'm a smart enough person that I should have figured it out by now. But it wasn't happening. So at this point, I was starting to go through an internal transformation of saying, let me question this because I actually don't think it's true. I also was starting to realize that at that point, I was hovering around 100,000 a year. So it's a little bit under 100,000 a year. And I was a zombie. And I'm looking in my circle of, peers, and there are some that are making $300,000, $400,000 a year. And so that was a big noticing for me too, because I'm like, there's no way these people have some like secret stash of time that they're pulling out of their pocket that I don't have. So how are they doing that and not completely like falling over, so I'm like, they must know something that I don't know. So that was kind of the slow realization. But the big punch in the gut moment for me that really, poured gasoline on this fire is 2 years ago, I was sitting at my computer typing away piles and piles of work in front of me. I had my one-to-one clients, I had client plans to get done. And I remember this so vividly because it was a Monday afternoon. My daughter came over to me. At this point, she was 9, just going on 10. And she said, "Mommy, like, can we play Legos?" And I just instantly had this sinking feeling because so much of me wanted to just stop, of course, and go play with my beautiful child who wants nothing more in the world than to play with her mom. But I also had this pile of work that I know I was already behind on that I had to get done. So I looked at her in that moment. I said, "You know what, baby, I would love to so much, but I'm so swamped with work right now. Let me pull open my calendar and I want to play Legos with you. Let's find a time." So again, it's Monday afternoon. I look, the next gap of any amount of time that I had available was not until Thursday afternoon. So again, without it even registering, I turned to her and I said, "Baby, it looks like, Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock. I have a little window of time. Why don't we play Legos then?" And she goes, "Okay, Mom." And she walked away. And it was in that instant, as I saw her walking away to go play by herself, that I went, "Oh my God." The realization of what had just occurred hit me so hard that I closed my laptop. I said, "I don't even care. I don't care what doesn't get done. I don't care what client plans are a little bit overdue. She needs her mom." So I went over. You said, "You know what, buddy, made a mistake. I found some time right now. Why don't we play?" And it was in sitting on the floor playing Legos with her that I made that promise to myself that I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to figure this out, because it's no longer just impacting me, it's impacting my child. So that was really that pivotal moment that started the snowball rolling of me really digging in and saying, how can I still be an entrepreneur, which is all I've ever wanted to be, but do it in a way that allows me to also be a mom, that allows me to also be a friend, a daughter. And so it was a journey to figure that out, but I'm so thankful that I did, because I can tell you now, and maybe we'll get into this later, but right now I am so diligent about tracking my time, because I know I can go to the extreme. But on a consistent basis, I do not work more than 30 hours a week, and the majority of those cap at about 25 hours a week. So half of what I used to be working, and I'm making the same amount, working half as much.
And I think we're gonna into this in a minute, but a lot of it probably comes from that realization. And I know what I found is like asking the right questions. I made a post about it earlier, but as we're recording, I had a conversation with somebody on LinkedIn this week, and I had sent her a message. She replied back. It's a couple of days. Wasn't a big deal at all. Like wasn't even thinking about it. But she was like, "I'm so sorry. Like I was out of town on vacation." I was like, "Why are you apologizing? Like, I'm not important to you here. We're just getting to know each other. Like, sure, great, let me know, but like have a life, please. Like, great, fantastic. You were checked out on your vacation. Don't apologize." And I feel like as women, we do this a little bit more, and I'm not really quite sure there's a reason for it. I am not aware of it, but we apologize for reasons when we don't need to apologize. And yeah, no. I love all of it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the structures that you do use to limit your hours, and then pricing that helps you kind of utilize that and still hit your revenue goals? I know I've kind of structured my business along the way for this scalability. Just like I knew time-wise, I didn't have time for one-on-one clients. Like I had a couple of one-to-one coaches that I absolutely adored and loved and learned a lot from, but like I don't have the capacity for 21-hour calls a week. Like that wasn't feasible. So I structured my business a little bit different from the beginning. But I'd love to hear about what you're utilizing and what you use for your clients.
Yeah, so what I'm utilizing now, so the biggest thing is if we think about like the overarching thing, it's figuring out within our business there are always a million and one things that can be done, right? That there's a never-ending to-do list, which I definitely experienced and tried to do it all. But the big picture is really starting to think about what are those one, two, three things that are the real revenue drivers in your business. So getting really specific about these are the things that are generating 80% of the results. Let me focus on just those and disregard the things that, yeah, they might still be bringing in revenue, but the amount of bang for your buck that you're getting for those things is so much less that for me, those hours are better recycled into my daughter, better recycled into working out, better recycled into taking more than a 3 minute lunch break that I'm eating over the sink. Like, that's not appropriate. And thank God now I take an hour. I will say full out, I was that person who ate, if I ate lunch at all, it was over the sink. Now it's a full hour where half an hour is lunch and the other half an hour is some sort of get outside, move your body, do something like that. But so I think it's that big picture is what are those few things that I really should be putting my full time and attention on? And what are those things that, as uncomfortable as it might be, I'm going to let go to the side because they don't need to be done? So that would be the big thing. But then the other thing that I do is I'm someone, okay, if things can get tracked and put in a spreadsheet, sign me up. Like, that is my jam. Yes, it is so amazing. So what I've started to do again, because I know my tendency is to be one that can work all the hours. I know that. So left unchecked, that's where I'll go. So what I do now is I actually have an app that I use that. So, and this shows that if I'm like talking to my clients and saying, you can work 25 hours a week, I'm like, literally, I do it because I track the minutes. So it's an app that anytime I'm doing any work-related task, I'm going to click on a task bar within this app. So I have a bunch of different task bars. Some are networking, some are podcast guesting, some are client-facing work, whatever that might be. Click on that task and it starts a tally for me. And then once I switch to the next task, I click the, whatever task I'm jumping into, starts a tally. And then what it does is at the end of the day, I'm able to see one, the number of minutes, hours and minutes I worked that day, and two, a pie chart of how those hours and minutes were allocated. So that's really helpful for me. One, in keeping me super honest about working under 30 hours a week. And two, if there's ever any time where I'm like, oh, my revenue's not what I want, or whatever it is. If, for example, I was having a revenue issue, if I'm like, I'm not getting the sales, I'm not getting the leads, I'm not getting the sales calls that I'm looking for, I can go back and look at where I spent my minutes. And if a lot of my minutes were in professional development or any learning activities, I'm going to arrive at the end of that week or month a whole lot smarter, maybe, but probably my sales aren't going to be there because a lot of my minutes weren't spent in revenue generating activities. So I use that as a really good check for myself, and it's been super helpful, actually.
Are you using Toggle for that? Is that the app you use, or you use a different
It's actually called A Tracker. So just
one? Tracker.
ATRACKER. And I bought it. I joke because I'm telling you, I talk about this app all the time to the point that I'm like, this company needs to start giving me like a little commission
Referral.
because, yeah, right. But I bought it for like, I don't know, like 3 years ago for maybe like $2.99 one time fee. So I don't know what that commission would look like because it's a small purchase, but at least a couple cents because I'm
Add
totally.
up, yeah.
Yeah.
I've used a couple. So Toggle is the one that I have set up on the computer right now, but I've had, it was called a time logger that I use like religiously for a long time, like on my phone. I haven't done that as much recently because I had gotten to a point where I kind of built a habit. But then I was using Toggle again because this is one of the things that like I've walked clients through. It's like, okay, where did your last five clients come from? Like, how did they find out about you? What was their buying decision? If you're not asking these questions, we need to be asking these questions so you can know these things. Because, like, I love Pinterest and it was a great traffic driver for me for a while, but we were spending time, either myself or I was paying my VA to do it, and we weren't seeing the revenue coming back or the traffic turning into revenue anymore from Pinterest. So, like, reallocating your time, and you only can do that if you're tracking. So,
Right.
I'm
No, I agree
huge proponent of
wholeheartedly.
that.
And that's huge. And again, it's like the same thing that I pitch to my people. It's like, you got to know these things because you could be spending hours, like you said, on Pinterest or on social media. If you look at your last list of clients and they all came from networking events, why are you spending 10 hours a week on social media? That's silly. Or like you mentioned too, I see a lot of people saying, you know what, I can't spend 10 hours a week on that, so I'm going to hire a VA to do it. Well, you should just dump some money out your car window as you're driving at that point because it's not turning into revenue no matter who does it.
Right. Definitely for sure. So, what is the one? I kind of feel like the one thing that we've talked about that makes the biggest difference in your business is like the systems. But is there like one other thing that's like, okay, I've got this structure to be able to like limit my hours. I've stayed on top of this. I'm tracking, but this other thing really helps to make all the difference as well.
Yeah, so I think for sure, like getting super clear on your like tracking where are your minutes going, where, like you said, are your clients actually coming in? Because that's going to point you in the direction of where you should be heading with your business and where you should be spending your time. But the other piece to it is that comes into play a lot is pricing. So this is another one that I think we've been given this like false belief of like you've got to sell really low or nobody's going to buy. If you just charge less, people are going to be more into it. I found the opposite to be true. I charge a premium price point, and I think that that's really benefits my business in a lot of ways. And kind of the structure that I put my clients through is thinking about, because we think about pricing, and I think the problem is we've all heard these things like charge what you're worth, which to me is like such garbage because like how is any human like worth more than like another human? I think that's silly. Or double your prices. Well, I don't, maybe that makes sense, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm already at a premium. If I double, that's actually going to hurt my business. So I guess the one thing in terms of pricing would be getting a good understanding of where you should be. And the way that I guide clients through that is we think about the end goal. So if your end goal, simple numbers, is you want to make $100,000 in your business, we're going to dial back from that. So you want to make $100,000 in your business. The next question is, how many weeks out of the year do you want to work? All right, so I'm going to run this as we go. So if you want to make $100,000 in your business and you tell me, you know what, Amy, I want to make 100 grand and I want to work 48 weeks out of the year. So we're going to divide 100 grand by 48. That means that every single week that you're working, you should be pulling in about $2,083. Of course, that's not going to be every single week. You're going to have high months, whatever. But just for general perspective, $2,083. All right, cool. Then you tell me each of those work weeks, I want to work 25 hours. Awesome. So let's take that number and we're going to divide it by 25. That means that that brings you to $83 an hour. Now I'm going to say this because I want to make sure it's so clear. Do not charge by the hour. Hello, if we hear nothing else on this podcast, do not charge by the hour. This number, this $83 an hour that I just came up with, is an internal number that we're going to keep to ourselves, but it's going to help you understand your pricing. Because if, for example, if I'm new and I want to take a couple one-to-one clients, and I know that the client's going to be with me for an hour, but I'm probably going to devote an hour outside of their client time to them, I'm going to not charge them 83. I'm going to charge them double that, right? So we're going to multiply by two. I should not be charging any less than 166 an hour. Or what's going to happen is either I'm not going to reach that revenue goal that I set, or I'm going to reach it, but I'm going to have to work more than 25 hours a week or 48 weeks out of the year. So it's really, again, getting down to very clear on our numbers is what's our goal and what does that mean in terms of how we're going to price what we're putting out into the world. And I think having that number, I've found with my own clients, having that number gives them ground to stand on internally because they don't feel like, oh, I don't know, I made this price up, but I don't know. If a client comes back and says, you know, oh, I don't know if I can afford that, they know that they have options. They can either say, I'm going to reduce, which I wouldn't recommend, but they can do it knowing that that's going to be them eating the cost in terms of time or money, or they can really just stand firm on that because they know that they came up with that number for a reason.
Absolutely. And there's so many, I don't like the whole charge your worth thing because if you don't believe like you're really worth this, we can get in like the mindset and your subconscious, like you're going to self-sabotage yourself there. You're not going to show up the way that you need to if you're just like inflating your prices because you feel like you need to charge more. And then I love having a variety of packages. And we can totally talk about this as well. So it's like, okay. If this is outside of where you're at, like this is an option, and you're still holding integrity with what's important to you and your time and your expertise, but they can have this other option that is in their price point. Because there's a lot of people that I work with that, like, you know, when things are tight, we still want to be able to give those resources. And I think as an entrepreneur and as business owners, like a lot of us have that heart that we want to help people. So having it set up like, okay, you have this option. And once you get through XYZ, you're going to unlock. Well, I know I do this. Once you get through XYZ, you're going to unlock the funds. And then if you need more support, this is available here. Or this is why we do the group coaching. So just make the time to show up. We don't have to have that private support. I'm creating different options, but standing in your value and in your power and knowing like, okay, this is how much I'm actually worth and not just going to undercharging, that's huge. Because if you do undercharge, you can end up resenting your clients and then that causes another set of problems.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree 100%. I love having different options again that are going to require different levels of time and energy from us as coaches. And I'll second that. It's like that does cause the resentment. When you feel like you're pouring all of your time and effort and energy and not getting that equal energy exchange in return in terms of compensation, it puts you in a tough spot as a coach. It also puts you in the spot where you're probably going to end up taking on more clients than you would energetically like to handle. Which then so much of coaching is giving of ourselves. So if we're showing up from a place of resentment and exhaustion, think about what we're actually offering back to our clients. Not much, you know? So I think standing guard over that, especially in the coaching arena, is so important.
I love it. Okay. Is there a question that I haven't asked that everyone needs to know the answer to?
Let's see. There, you know what? There isn't. There isn't. I think we cut not. I think we covered so much good stuff, really.
Yeah, we did. I felt like it was a very well-rounded conversation. So, okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about the free gift that you have for our listeners?
Absolutely. So what I have is actually the training. So it's going to take you through, it's a video training, and it takes you through the entire framework that I use with my clients to help them go from either two places, because people come into me from two different places. One, they have an awesome coaching idea, whether it be career coaching, writing coaching, relationship coaching, but they're an expert in their subject matter, but they've never been a coach before. They've never been an entrepreneur before. So they're going, I know my stuff, but I am clueless about what the next step is. And not just any next step, but what the next right step is. So this framework is going to walk them through step by step, week by week, what should be your focus and your area of intent for each week. The other people that come into this same framework are people that have, like I was, built a from the outside looking in thriving coaching business, but they're burnt out, but they're working too much, but they can't take a sick day without losing revenue. These sort of things, they'll come in and they're going to be able to take their own business, move through this framework, and really figure out again what area should they focus on so that they can work half the time while either keeping or increasing their revenue. So that video training can be found at amykufal.com/free.
Okay. And that link, of course, will be in the show notes below. And then, of course, where can our listeners find you online?
Ooh, so I love hanging out on Instagram. So I'm on Instagram. It's just at Amy Koof. So it's AmyKuph. I also have a podcast where you're going to get to hear long form all about, it's called the Entrepreneurship Reimagined podcast. And it's really just diving deep on how, as entrepreneurs, we can reimagine what it looks like to be a business owner. And it's really all about how can we create thriving businesses without it costing us all of our time, energy, and effort. And
Absolutely.
that's
I love
Apple
it.
and Spotify.
Yep. We'll make sure the links for all of that is in the show notes as well so that y'all can find it. Thank you so much, Amy. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time, guys. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Your Money, Your Life podcast. I've got a special gift for you for sticking around to the end. And if you're tired of your finances being a mess, this is for you. What if you could take charge of your money without feeling overwhelmed? Even if you're not a numbers person, even if you just don't know where to begin, even if you don't have the time, even if you've failed in the past, and even if you don't want to sacrifice your lifestyle. Take messy action and finally make progress with your finances without feeling overwhelmed, pinching pennies, or staring at a spreadsheet for hours with the 14-day Money Mastery Action Plan. And when you use coupon code PODCAST, I'm going to give you 40% off. Just visit amycirca.com/action and grab the 14-day action plan for less than $20. All right, talk soon.